Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading. This is the Cliffo and Gabby catch-up podcast.
Yes, this is Gabby who no longer has paid off her credit card because, good reason.
This is Gabby who no longer has paid off her credit card.
Okay,
yes, no, that makes sense.
I was bragging on the show that I paid off the credit card after 10 years of having it. And you, Cliffo, thought you'd help me out by freezing it literally in a bucket of ice.
See that video at our socials as well, guys. It's a good video.
Because I did manage to break the ice and get the card out after a lot of effort.
You broke the ice.
It was ridiculous. But then I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, this has been in a bucket of ice and frozen. Will the chips still work? So now I have a $1 charge on my credit card because at Woolies yesterday I got a chocolate bar that was on sale and went through self-service and used a credit card to buy a $1 chocolate bar to make sure it works.
I know that, you know, you've been very healthy and all that, doing the biological age thing. Was this an elaborate excuse to buy a $1 Cadbury chocolate bar?
I needed to test if the credit card works.
I know that tone of voice. I know that tone of voice. She got her chocolate. What a win.
And the credit card
and
worked.
And the credit card worked. What a win.
Oh, I had a friend call me a bit distressed yesterday, Cliffo. She was riddled with a bit of guilt and she just wanted to seek my advice on the matter. But she's...
Gee, she must have been desperate.
Well, exactly. And she posed a question to me, which I'm now going to pose to all of you to see if I got the advice right. So she said, we're going to call her Sarah. So Sarah calls me and she said, Gab, I don't know what to do. I'm feeling really terrible. I don't know whether I should be honest with my partner. But I've developed a crush on someone else. So married for 7 years and she met this guy who's very good looking. He's very lovely. He paid her a little bit of attention and she liked that. And she's developed a little bit of a crush and she's like, am I a terrible person? And I'm on the other end of the phone like, no way, that's totally fine. What else? As long as you don't act on it. Like everyone gets a little bit of a flutter if they get attention thrown at them.
That's where my mind went straight away. But I don't know. She sounded pretty damn, like what you said there, she went into like a lot of detail.
She felt
pretty gushing.
Yeah.
Right there.
She then sent me a photo of him and I agreed. He's good looking. But
I don't know about this one, mate. Because, I don't know. On the surface, I go, oh, yeah, a little crush or whatever. That's
well,
fine,
how would you feel if you found out that your wife had a crush on someone else and had sent a photo of him to a friend?
Probably not. True story is, though, it all comes down to what your definition of crush is. Because the fact is, we're all human and even if we're in a committed relationship, you're going to bump into people in your life who are attractive and who are lovely.
Yeah.
And you go, that's Bob from accounting.
Yeah.
Got a bit of a crush on him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It sounds like you two are fawning over this guy.
Oh,
like,
no. She was more stressed about it because she had these feelings that were making her feel guilty. And it was all about the guilt.
And I think that's the thing, Gabs. If she's feeling guilty, that's not okay. Because do you know what I mean? Like I've come across people in life where I've found them attractive and really nice. And in another life, you know, maybe you'd ask them out or whatever. But I've never felt guilt.
Well, I think the difference is, like, she'd never act on it. She hasn't acted on it. But she felt guilty that these feelings had surfaced. And I don't think you can control feelings. So I don't think she's in any wrong in this situation at all. Because the feelings just happen. As long as you don't act on those feelings or do anything that would be crossing the line.
I know you're trying to look after your friends here, but I think the fact that, you know, you say she felt guilty makes her feel like she has something to be guilty about.
13, 10, 60. Is it okay to have a crush on someone when you're in a relationship? Obviously outside of the relationship. Like if you are happily in a relationship and you meet someone outside of that and form a crush, is that okay? Like is that normal or is this something that it tells you there's something wrong in your relationship if that's happening.
13, 10, 60. Is it okay to have a crush?
Yeah.
Even when you're in a committed relationship?
Does it mean something's missing in your relationship if you're forming a crush externally? We're going to 13, 10, 60 to ask, is it okay to have a crush on someone that's not your husband?
Jess is here right now. Hey, Jess.
Hey, guys.
What do you reckon, Jess? Is it okay to have a crush on someone?
Look, I think we're all human, but I think the important thing is that she has to 100% tell her husband,
Okay.
because I think that's where relationships break down. Because obviously
Right.
that it's missing something, like she's not getting enough attention or whatever, and I think she needs to speak to him about it so they can recognize it.
Oh, that'd be a
What?
tough conversation, wouldn't it?
And Jess, what if it's a bit
Well,
more innocent than that? Like, what if someone's listening to this right now and they just work with someone who's attractive and really, really nice? And in another world,
they
you
would.
know, they would.
Well,
Like, you.
I think if it's not that big of a deal, then it shouldn't be a big deal to them.
Yeah, maybe the fact that she's asked
Right.
your
So if
advice.
she spoke to
Like,
him
if.
and it's not a big deal, it wouldn't be a big deal within the relationship. She'd just be like, oh, this is hot guy at work. Leave it at
Yeah, that's
that.
right. 131060, Sonia's here. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. Do you reckon it's okay to have a crush, Sonia?
And the sheer fact that she's feeling that guilt is the fact that
Right.
because she loves her
It
husband.
probably is a good thing. Yeah, I probably
Yeah.
term that better. I
Yeah.
guess what I was
It
thinking
has
was
to
like the fact that she's feeling guilt
Yeah.
means that maybe it's
The
more than a
feelings are
crush. I think,
stronger than
yeah,
what
I
they
think it
should
comes
be.
back to your definition of
Nah.
crush,
And
Sonia.
I feel like girls get guilty over anything, though.
That is so true,
Like,
hey.
oh, no.
It's like parents. It's like
Yeah.
parental guilt, you know?
Yes. Yeah, you get guilty over the
Yeah,
smallest
girl
things.
guilt. It's real.
Hi,
Jodie's here. Hey, Jodes.
how are you?
Is it all right to have a crush outside of your marriage, Jodie?
No.
Not at all.
As soon as feelings are involved, I think that's playing with fire.
But you can't really control your feelings, though, hey. So what do you do?
Yeah, I understand, like, you might just see someone or come across someone and think, oh, wow, he's really nice, or he's good looking, or she's really pretty. But if she's sending you messages and talking about it, obviously it's on her mind a lot. And I agree with
Okay.
Yeah,
So we'll
I
move
call
on,
my
Jodes.
friends
We've
out.
got
I'm
a
like, oh, he's hot. Like,
bad line there, Jodes, so we'll
yeah,
move on.
she was definitely indicating.
Yeah. 131060. Is this Thea?
Yeah, Thea.
Hey,
What do
Thea.
you reckon? Is it okay to have a crush?
Hey. I think it's all right. Like my partner, I say all the time, it doesn't matter where you get your appetite as long as you come home to eat.
Good one.
Oh, there you go,
Yeah.
Gabby. Add that to the arsenal.
I'll tell
Tell
her
that to Sarah,
that.
not her real name. I feel like I'm getting more and more prepared to tackle that pretty confrontational subject. Potentially confrontational because it's all been about my lack of confrontation skills
It's been a journey
this
this
week on the
week to
show.
get you more confident in confronting people on things that you need to stand up for yourself about.
It all came about because in your relationship, you're the confronter. If you missed
Yep.
that, it was like a week and a bit ago now. But
I had to return rotten steaks
to
that
take bad
Nev
steaks
cooked
back.
one, because he's like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then he ate it. He's like, no, nah, it's not fine.
And even then, he was like, oh, just don't worry about it. And that's me all the time. My wife has to be the bad cop in our relationship. So you got some advice for me. We got a doctor on who's an expert in the subject. And she said, just go match the person you're confronting, like match their body
Don't
language.
say sorry.
Don't apologize was a big one. And say the words, how can you help me? Because people want to help. So I took those things that I learned. And yesterday you had me confront a barista.
Yep.
Because my cappuccino was too frothy.
It was too frothy, and your muffin didn't have enough choc chips.
Kind of ridiculous, right?
It was meant
But it
to
was
be a
practice.
little bit silly so you could practice being confrontational.
It got me thinking, there is something that I actually do want, because I don't want a cappuccino that's not frothy. If I order a cappuccino, I want it to be frothy. That's the idea of a cappuccino.
Yes,
But there
true.
is something that I've wanted for a while. Here at the radio station, there are allocated car parks. Everyone's ears in this building are pricking up right now because it's always a thing.
It's always a thing. You
Who
get the
gets a car
map
park?
of who
Who
has what
doesn't
car park.
get a car park?
Yeah.
I've never been lucky enough to get a car
We
park.
don't get allocated one.
So I thought what I could do is not only ring our general manager, so
The
this is
big
a big one,
boss.
confront the boss over me not having a car park, but actually ask him for his car
Oh,
park.
because he's got the best one of the lot.
He's got a car park at the front door. It's in the shade. It's good. So
Oh.
I've put his number in. We're
It's a
calling
big step.
Jergs,
I'm gonna
our
back
GM,
off.
right now.
This is you.
Yeah.
Shane speaking.
Jergs, it's Cliffo, mate. How you going?
Good, buddy.
Just calling quickly. I was wondering if there's something you can help me with. You know the car park allocation here at work?
Yes.
So, certain staff members have been allocated a car park, certain staff members haven't.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but I'm on the list that hasn't been allocated a car park. I don't have an allocated car park.
Yes.
I've decided that, and I'm hoping you can help me with this, there's a car park that would suit my needs perfectly.
Yep.
How would you feel about giving me your car park to use here at the office?
Done.
Done?
Yeah. Well, I mean, after you get here at 4 o'clock, so you have 32 car parks to park in, and you can choose any single one of them, but you choose mine.
Well, see, you got to hear me out, though. It's nice, and I notice you've given yourself the one nice and close to the front door.
And in the shade.
And in the shade. So it's nice and cool when you hop in the car in the afternoon. So all of those things would suit me perfectly.
You're not here in the afternoon, so why would it affect you?
I could be, though. I might. Sometimes I am, once or twice a year, and I don't like hopping in a hot car.
Okay.
I'm not getting your car park, am I, Shane?
You can have my car park if you want my car park, Cliffo. I'll happily walk another 2 metres and hop in a hot car for you.
All right, I'm going to bring Gabby into the conversation. Gabby, he's not giving me his car park, is he?
Definitely
he's
not.
He's saying it.
You could try, but there'll be egg on it when you come out on the first day.
If I got out and the car was still there and hadn't been towed away, I'd be happy.
It's just on
yours is the little red car that's the girl's car, isn't it?
Righto.
Shots are being fired.
Hanging up. Thanks for nothing, mate.
Love you.
Mightn't seem like it, but I actually have the utmost respect for you and your people.
Definitely doesn't seem like it. Well, who are my people?
People with sensitive stomachs.
Right.
You have the most sensitive stomach of all of my friends.
Yeah.
And I think there's real guts to what you guys do. Excuse the pun. Where you guys often will make the decision to eat the food that makes you sick,
yeah,
even though you know you're going to pay the price.
Because you know it's worth it at the time.
At the time it's worth it. But
yeah.
I reckon that takes guts and courage to know, you know, I'm going to be riding the porcelain bowl for 2 days after this.
Yeah, sometimes you have to stop and think, will I have access to a toilet for the next 24 hours? If the answer is yes, go for it.
Now, this actually came up with Maddie, who hosts afternoons on this station. You can listen to her from 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock each day?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, 12 to 3.
She's definitely on. I hear her when I do the school pickup, so she's definitely on at 3 o'clock. But I do love Maddie because she put out on her Instagram the other day a photo of a cheese platter. It must have been an event she was attending. It was this cheese platter with all the cheeses. And the caption was something along the lines of, eat the cheese, pay the price. So I went, and you were there as well. We confronted her about this.
Oh, 100%.
So what happens when you eat all the cheese?
Well, I'm very lactose intolerant, so I get the shit. Can I say that?
But you have now. But worth it for the cheeses?
Oh, 100%. I will eat cheese until the day I die. If I'm going to fart and have bowel movements, I will still eat it. Cheese is worth it.
Cheese is life.
Cheese is
Hashtag cheese is life. So that's Maddie's story.
Yeah,
and it's not an uncommon
It's not
story.
Uncommon at all. Anyone who is lactose intolerant or gluten intolerant like I am, I feel your pain, because we all make those exceptions. For me, it's Italian food. And like when you make Italian food at home, you can sub in your gluten and lactose free stuff. But when you go to an Italian restaurant, and even if they do offer a gluten free option, you're like, nah, I want the true blue Italian food. Like, when I want the good stuff. You're not going to an Italian restaurant to get the crappy gluten free stuff.
Homemade, like made in the kitchen pasta.
Oh,
from all the wheat and flour, please.
And the pizza dough that they spin on their hand. Oh, it's so good.
Look, 13, 10, 60, going to put it out there. Put your hand up if this is you. What do you eat even though it makes you sick?
Yeah.
Because at the time when you're eating it, you're like, yeah.
Worth
it's
it.
It's totally worth it. Because I reckon there's a massive community out there.
Definitely.
Celiacs, people who are lactose intolerant. My wife, after Matilda, my daughter, was born, it hurt her insides a fair bit. So she was supposed to avoid acidic food.
Did she?
And I remember one day I was there eating an orange. And she's just like, oh, my God. Like, because when you're told you can't have it.
Then you're, that's all you
that's
want.
That's all you want.
Yeah.
She had one quarter of the orange and paid the price.
Oh.
But 13, 10, 60, Come on, add to the list. Like, are you one of these people? What do you eat,
yep,
even though it makes you sick? Like, what food is so goddamn good
that you just make the exception?
It's worth the punishment.
Like, even maybe, like, if you have a sensitivity to chili foods.
Yeah,
but it's just so damn good.
13, 10, 60. What is it for you? What do you eat, even though it makes you sick, or throw someone else under the bus? I've thrown like six people under the bus this morning, so do that. 13, 10, 60. Kevin's here. Kev, what is it for you, mate? Like, you get crook as a dog when you eat it, but it's just worth every mouthful.
Oh, it's not what I eat; it's what I drink, which is iced coffees.
Mate,
are you lactose intolerant, or is it just iced coffee in general that just doesn't agree with you?
Far than well, I'm not lactose intolerant, but it's just iced coffee. Doesn't matter if it's Dare, ice break, it doesn't matter.
They're amazing too, mate.
They're so good.
And I often find too, it doesn't happen every week, but I'll be doing the shopping and they're just right there in the open. And I can't even wait to the checkout, mate. Like, I just
do you?
I crack it open mid-aisle and have a few gulps. Good on you, Kevin.
Okay, no worries, mate.
Kevin's doing that too, but he's looking for the toilet while.
Had a ulcer in my mouth. And you know pineapples, how like so a acid. Fresh pineapple, ooh, so much acid.
Yeah.
Mate, it was like I was chewing on battery, like a battery or something. Like, it was burning the inside of my mouth so bad, Tegan.
Yeah, I do it to myself every time. Friend stayed over for pizza the other night and I put pineapple on it. She's like, why do you do this to yourself?
It's just too delicious to not.
Have you tried this shit? It's amazing. Alpha Bucks is back on Monday, and on the Catch Up podcast every day, we give away a free answer, Gabs.
We're experts at giving away free answers.
Ah,
that's
the
word.
What you've done there.
Expert.
Expert. So the letter is E, and expert is the answer. We're giving away for free. Alpha Bucks. It's back Monday. It hit.
It's been no secret on this show that in recent months I've been checking out to make sure all of my reproductive organs are functioning properly. I've been checking into fertility and going to the gynecologist to make sure everything's running smoothly in that area of my body. And I went to the gyno about 3 months ago and I told her that 5 years ago I was diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome, which is a pretty hectic thing that can cause infertility and can cause other side effects.
Yeah. What are the symptoms again?
It's
pretty painful.
Yeah, there's all different symptoms depending who you are, but it can be not ovulating,
okay,
which means you have really irregular periods,
right,
and then there can be a whole slew of other things as well. It affects your hormone balances, which can affect everything. But when I went to her and I said that was the diagnosis 5 years ago, she looked at the results on her screen and went, I'm not convinced you have it. And
that's,
I was like,
right. We talked about that.
What? She goes, nothing here tells me that you have that. And I was like, oh, right, cool. So she sent me and she looks at my sheet and she goes, oh, because she had to manually enter all the different tests that she needed to do.
So blood, like,
it was all
blood.
It was all bloods, and it was all things like all STI type things, because if you've had one in the past, it can have lasting effects, hormone balances, HIV, everything, literally everything, thyroid, everything. So I went to the gyno yesterday to get my results, and I had been told there was an abnormality, and so we needed to talk about it. So I go on in and I sit down. I'm like, all right, hit me, doc. What's wrong with me? And she's like, well, I've been through your results. You definitely don't have polycystic ovary syndrome. Well,
that's good.
She said, by what I'm looking at, I could not diagnose that. That is not something in your test results I can see being a thing. I was like, sweet. All right. Well, that's good. She's like, but there is one thing that's come back abnormal. And I was like, oh, okay, what is it? She goes, you're really low on vitamin D. And I was like,
what?
And she goes, so go to the supermarket, get a supplement and start taking vitamin D.
Isn't it the one you can just go
into the sun? And because I'm so pale, I avoid the sun like the plague. And so I'm low on vitamin D. But the problem...
God, if that's the bad news...
I know. So I was like so relieved. Like, I just wiped my brow and I'm good to go.
And spend $19 and get a bottle of Swiss.
And I'm good to go.
And I'm good to go?
But the funny part happened when I got home and Nev got home and he knew I'd been for fertility tests and all that kind of stuff. And he goes, so what were the results? I'm like, I'm just low on D. And he was like, hey. Vitamin D, Nev. Vitamin D.
I can fix that. It was a week ago we were talking about this quest to lower our biological ages. We are both 14 years older than we should be. Our biological ages are higher than our actual ages.
Our body's not functioning at the age it should be, that's for sure.
It's not a good spot to be in. And I was pretty honest last week when I said I just haven't been keeping up my end of the deal. I haven't been eating as healthy as I could have been. I haven't been exercising as much. But you'll be happy to know the last week I just started walking again. So
that's small good. Thing. That's so good. No, but it's a good set.
When you're doing nothing, perfect. And I walk down to pick up my son from daycare, and then you know walk back again. It's about a 50-minute walk or
that's pretty
25
good.
There, 25 back. So look, it's something. And I sort of was doing it every day. However, yesterday I've really neglected the lawns, and I thought, okay, I'm not gonna go on the walk today because I cannot look at the lawns anymore. I have to mow the lawns. And then I thought to myself, oh, have I got time to do both? And then I kind of reasoned with myself that surely mowing the lawn is exercise.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're probably walking just as much when you mow the lawn as the walk.
Yeah, and you're pushing. Cleaning a shower, like scrubbing the shower or tiles, 202 calories per hour. And then I Googled, because I'm a man, and this is probably my favorite of the lot, bedroom workouts. And how many calories you burn.
I'm listening.
During a bedroom workout.
Yes.
This one wasn't broken down into hour slots.
Of course it's not. Who's
broken
going
into
for more than an hour?
25-minute slots.
Right. That makes more sense.
And the 25-minute slots, you'll burn 86 calories per hour.
Is that it?
I did the rough. Well, that's still the most amount. Like if you
if you went
that,
for a few hours, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
If you go, yeah, for a bit. Go for a few hours, did you say? We're looking at it. Go for about a bit over an hour. Oh, we're looking at what, 50? See, about, I reckon about 250 calories per hour.
Good luck.
That's what I thought. Good luck.